Today we're exploring some of our greatest.
Boo! I was trying to scare you.
This week on A Twink and a Redhead.
Some of our greatest fears growing up.
Bloody Mary was the name on everyone's lips. Bloody Mary. Like, I'm literally scared saying that right now.
She dictated a lot of my bowel movements.
Can you imagine getting fisted by Bloody Mary?
So,
it's so sad to think back about the, like, things like that that we were scared of.
Well, speaking of spooky, I'm a medium. And I'm like, did your grandma die recently?
So wait. Back up.
And we get the craziest announcement for the good of the group we have ever heard.
Let me just start by saying, I love cemeteries. So in my local cemetery, there's a grave that I happened upon a couple years back that I'm not gonna lie, I'm sexually attracted to.
Girl, you don't want to miss this. All of this and more on A Twink and a Redhead, the podcast. We'll be right back.
Oh boy. Hiya, pals. Mickey here. Just a reminder to give A Twink and a Redhead 5 stars on whatever streaming platform you listen to. It would be amazing if we could get 1,000 fucking 5-star reviews on Spotify. Do you fucking hear me? Is that so fucking hard? Okay. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure to write a fucking 500-word essay on why you love us so fucking much. I mean, them. Oh boy. Well, Mickey signing off. Enjoy the rest of the show.
A twink.
And a redhead.
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 We're dynamite, we're dynamite, we're tick, 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 tick. Hold on, wait a minute, let me put some boom in it. Boom dynamite,
we're boom dynamite.
I thought the last line was boom out of sight.
No.
Oh, should have been.
The whole thing's about dynamite.
I know, which is weird because that was a cheer for like flag football. And it's like, what does that have to do with this?
Because you're explosive, you're dynamite, you're tick, 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 boom.
Oh, okay, now I get it, thanks.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you don't understand something that's so simple. I'm sorry you don't understand something that's so simple that a fucking first grader cheers for.
My complaint is that it's too simple.
Okay, well, and you can't even explain it, you don't even know what it means, and it's too simple.
Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up, you dumb wench.
Okay, I have a story for you.
What?
The other day, I was reading the novel Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow. It's, are you on your phone right now?
I got a text.
From who?
Billy.
Okay.
You said you were telling a story, so I assumed I would catch on. Keep All talking. Right.
Anyway, Jesus Christ, that's rude.
Whatever.
I was reading this gorgeous novel.
Fucking set up.
Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow. And sometimes when I'm reading, I like to put on film score playlist on Spotify. Because, like, it'll literally, like, it'll transport you to a very dramatic moment.
Okay.
So I'm reading this gorgeous novel. It's about, you know, like, life and loss and friendship and found family. And it really is gorgeous. And I'm getting to the sad part of the novel. And the most, like, gorgeous orchestra melody is playing in my ears. Like, I'm literally like brought to tears, Grant. I'm like, holy shit, this is the best song I ever fucking heard. And I click on Spotify to see what the song was, and it was Oogway Ascends from Kung Fu Panda.
What?
And I'm literally crying in my bed to this gorgeous song
as you're reading because you're moved by it.
It was like inspirational, and it was literally Oogway Ascends from Kung Fu Panda when the turtle dies.
I'm not a big Kung Fu Panda person.
What?
No, and honestly, people who were a little off.
No, the first,
you know what I mean?
The first one is one of DreamWorks' finest.
Okay, and when was the last time you watched, though? Like, when was the last time you wanted to go tune back in? Like, animated movies I tune back into or watch multiple times. That one doesn't tickle my pickle.
No, I got a little got a little zooted in college and watched Kung Fu Panda.
Oh.
With your ex-boyfriend, I believe. So.
Oh.
So.
Hi, Frank.
We
went to Aunt Juliet again.
Yeah.
And I was humbled for a second time. For those of you who don't know or you need a refresher, Aunt Juliet is the best show on Broadway. And we went and saw it. This was my fourth time seeing it. I've seen it multiple times.
We're obsessed.
And the first time I saw it was for ABC News. We did a story on Nightline. And I didn't know anything about the show. I honestly thought it was going to be a major flop because I was like, what kind of show has like pop songs in it and like thinks it slays? Like, that's kind of embarrassing. I just wasn't familiar with like a jukebox type musical. And I met the cast. I spent a lot of time backstage because we were filming. And then I got to watch the show and I was gagged by it. Fast forward about a year later, me and Ashley go and see Aunt Juliet. Gagged by it, and I'm like, oh my god, let's like, I don't know where I got this idea, but I was like, let's go to the stage door and say hey to the cast because I thought they would like remember me.
Grant was like, oh, they'll remember me, like we spent the day together, like we're friendly,
and like we were like second or third row when we saw the show, and I was almost like embarrassed that they were like gonna see me because I was like, oh my god, they know me and I don't want to like distract them.
Like, you don't want to come across like too much of a fan because your peers.
Yeah. So then they come out, and also we were making videos, so I think we thought it would be funny, but we didn't even take any videos.
Yeah, we thought it would be funny if like Grant was like getting all of their signatures on the playbill.
But simultaneously, I thought like, oh my god, they know
okay,
me. And
you fucked up though. I think you know what I'm gonna say. You asked every one of them, "Hey, do you guys remember me?" And they were all like,
so embarrassed.
Remind me where I know you from.
I was like, oh my god. So I
feel like you
so
learned,
humbled in that moment.
But I feel like you learned a lesson. You shouldn't ask people if they remember you.
I guess.
Because how would you feel if someone went up to you and was like, Grant?
People have. And
then they said, do you remember me?
No.
It's like such an awkward interaction.
Anyways, at one point or another, the lead of the show followed me on Instagram. Like, I have the DMs to prove it because she reposted one of my stories when I filmed with Nightline. Also, the Romeo followed me at one point. And I, this time around, I go and I'm like, oh my god, like, I have to shout these guys out on my story because they're
you're
so
really,
good.
You're just doing them a favor.
They're so good. So I post the story, I tag them. They don't follow me anymore. They fully unfollowed me. So another.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Do you ever follow people where you're like, why? Where do I know?
Yeah,
this
and that's
from, and
probably
why do I follow them?
That's probably what happened with them. I'm sure.
So don't take it too personally.
So embarrassing though, especially with the things I post on my Insta. Imagine scrolling.
Have you ever been really shook by like someone unfollowing you other than this incident?
No, honestly, this hurt a lot.
Oh, this was like big.
Yeah, like that hurt.
Yeah.
Because I really looked up to them.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What about you?
No, but I caused waves once unfollowing someone.
Okay, with Stacy. This is a hi, Stacy again.
No, I was just thinking about like unfollowing someone sometimes is
it
like
could be
it could be the
monumental
nail in the fucking coffin sometimes. So like if you're thinking about unfollowing someone and it's gonna make waves, like just like take a second and think about what you're doing before you do it.
I'm also, this is crazy, but like, and I've never felt this way before. Like, yes, we have animated crushes, but I've never felt so actually sexually aroused by these two animated hotties I've been watching in The Legend of Korra.
Oh, you're, like, obsessed.
Well, so I rewatched all of Avatar. Now I'm in Legend of Korra.
Didn't Legend of Korra, like, make waves for a lesbian storyline?
Yes, and get this. It's, like, 2014, I think. Nickelodeon took it off the air for the last episode where it like shows, or the last few episodes, because it was too serious. Really? Because Korra cut her hair in a bob and then held Asami's hand.
Oh god.
Now she's a lesbian who's
there's nothing,
propaganda-ing.
I'm sorry, Grant, but there's nothing wrong with Nickelodeon protecting our youth. kids don't need to see a pixie cut.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to give them the wrong idea with that one. Oh my God. Lesbian bending. What's next? Fucking scissoring's going to become one of the elements. Are you serious, Nickelodeon? Anywho, Mako and Bolin could do anything they wanted to me. Both of them could DP me.
You know,
and I don't know if that's incestuous for them, but
wait,
like,
what, are they brothers?
Yeah.
Oh God, you know who could DP me?
Who?
Appa.
Most people who watch like Avatar, they wanna fuck Prince Zuko, but not me, but not me. Fuck me, Appa. That's a song we made over a year ago.
It's like a jingle.
And I think we posted it. It was like really early in our days.
I think we posted it and got 30 likes.
And you made me take it down.
Probably.
Because it was a little.
That was before.
It was before we really.
Uncensored.
Yeah.
Because when you're.
Fuck me.
When you are. I will say when you are posting that and you have like 5 videos up and like 100 followers, it is a little bit more
jarring. It's vulnerable. It's vulnerable.
Yeah.
But I would respect it.
Oh my God, that reminds me of when my sister got married 2 summers ago. My parents and like everyone was like asking me about our TikTok and the most recent video. Like all my parents, like friends and like family members were like following our TikTok. And later that night, I went on our page and the most recent TikTok was me by myself outside of a church. And it's a sign that says Jesus is coming soon. Oh, and I turned back at myself and Jesus, buy a girl a drink first.
Honestly, it's not even that bad compared to like what.
Ass eating and cheesecake. My dad literally texted me tonight. I was eating dinner. My mom only watches our TikToks on her laptop, blaring for everyone to hear. He's like, I was eating dinner tonight and all of a sudden I hear ass eating in a cheesecake factory.
Okay.
Tonight's entertainment, right?
Yeah, what about a dinner and a show, right?
Right.
Sorry, Jeff.
No, he loves it.
A twink.
And a redhead. Should we get into the theme of the episode?
Yeah.
Guys, this one might be a little spooky. Anyway.
Speaking of spooky.
Sinister.
Also, I have a nowadays cocktail. And I started a little early. But I didn't put that much in, so don't be crazy. Anyways, who am I talking
to? No one. I'm just drinking an unnamed prebiotic soda. No cans tonight, guys. Okay.
Just a nice mixer with my nowadays.
Yeah, just thanks, my nowadays. Prebiotic soda mixer. All right.
Today we're exploring some of our great.
Boo! I was trying to scare you.
Some of our greatest fears growing up and now. Ooh. And any sort of spooky.
Our phobias. And our
some phobias.
And the spookies that have us spooked.
The thing that sparked this episode idea was how Bloody Mary had our town in a chokehold for
Bloody
years.
Bloody Mary was the name on everyone's lips in 5th grade. No, more like elementary school.
She fucking had me in a chokehold.
Bloody Mary was the talk of the town, so much so that I was scared to go to school sometimes.
Oh my God.
For fear of running into her.
I was scared. Like, she dictated a lot of my bowel movements.
Because you couldn't take a shit without fear that this horrible ghost was going to come out of the. Okay. We should get into who Bloody Mary is.
Yeah, and the lore.
So, Bloody Mary is a legend. I actually did research some history and it goes back to England
for this episode.
This was like a long time ago. I was what the fuck was that?
Wait, also disclaimer, Ashley may or may not be factually inaccurate right now.
Oh,
she likes to go into her history eras and a lot of times they're accurate.
Yeah, but sometimes they're not.
But she says it with such conviction.
I think it was like Mary, that like Queen of Scots.
Oh, it's about one of them.
Yes.
Shut
up. There is some sort of historical relevancy to like pre-Elizabethan era, I believe.
I almost think if I knew that, I wouldn't have been as scared.
No, because it's like, okay.
I'm like, they're dead. Like, they're, this isn't realistic.
Yeah. So Bloody Mary was a old scary ghost that lived in the mirrors of the school.
Well, and at home. Any mirror. That's what I was told.
Yeah, she could travel through any mirror. Mirrors. And if you close the lights off. If you shut the lights off, close your eyes and spin around three times and say, Bloody Mary. Like, I'm literally scared freaking saying that right now. Like, I have chills.
Shut up. That was probably the first time I've ever
said. Like, I have goosebumps and my hair is raised on my legs.
You have hair on your legs?
Not really, actually.
But somewhere else.
Grant, the hair on my pussy is raised.
My bush is vertical. My bush is stiff.
My bush is erect right now.
Chill.
I have chills on my bush.
I have chills down to my bush hairs.
You know, like, I have chills down my spine. I have chills running from my spine to my bush right now.
God.
Anyway.
Okay. You need a weed whacker.
Any, like, joke that involves the word bush, like, I'm laughing at. Like, yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah, unless it's, like, George Bush.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
What he did? Why I oughta?
Thought you were gonna say what he did, being a male cheerleader.
Apparently, I bring that up every episode.
You do.
I can't stop talking about George Bush being a cheerleader. So much so, it's almost like I'm judgmental of it. Yeah. It's like, wait, why do I care so much?
It's so weird.
I do remember learning that fact in like fourth grade and being like mind blown. Yeah, I
was like, well, you still are like,
a man.
Ashley, literally over. Over 20
I know.
Years.
Since I first learned that?
Wait, no, it's not.
Since he was a
Wait, it was. I was so confident that that was 20 years ago.
Grant had to be 40 or 50.
You know what I'm talking about when you learned this fact?
Oh, no, it was probably like, what, 15? Wait, how old am I? 25. Yeah, it was probably like 15 years ago.
Yeah. But 15 years ago.
I literally think I was still talking about it to this day.
I was
like, ew! A president was a male cheerleader?
Yeah, it definitely was brought up in, like, a, like, people laughed at it.
Like, we were like,
so I guess there are jokes in every
bush.
There are jokes in every bush.
Every bush is the butt of a joke.
Every bush.
Oh, just so you know, I hope you know I'm not judgmental of male cheerleaders today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I support you.
Okay. You didn't when I was one.
I went to your competitions. I have a picture where I'm at your competition and I'm wearing a braided side bun and a choker. And I'm front row.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
a cardigan. No, I can see guys, it. My outfit is straight up business casual with a choker.
A black choker.
I look like I'm ready to go for my job like as a secretary at a law firm with a choker.
Speaking of,
we need to go back to Bloody Mary.
Well, An aside.
Okay. Feel free.
Speaking of cheer, were you ever scared I would hurt myself?
Yes. Or watching the sport in general? At Spirit Night practice or when Jenny was filming you? Our friend Jenny was filming Grant, like, to send to FSU for, like, cheer tryouts.
This is posted on the Patreon in our compilation.
Oh, good. And, yeah, it's Grant doing a backflip and straight up landing on his neck, like rolling on it, and Jenny's like screaming.
Jenny goes, and then there's like a pause, and I'm like, I'm fine.
But
I'm
I was seriously not fine.
I definitely like strained my neck, and like, then also had a concussion.
My bush is vertical thinking about it.
And in that same week, remember the other accident where for Spirit Night dance practice, we were doing another stunt thing I came up with.
Oh god!
And I'm riding on people's backs and then flip off of them, and I land on my fucking. But
oh my god, and there's nothing worse than getting like the wind knocked out of you.
Yeah, I never was scared of cheer. Well, yeah, I was, but gymnastics growing up, there's a thing where if you are taught at a young age, this is why they like try to get like gymnasts competing early and stuff or whatever, because you don't think about like the fear of it all, like you're more so just like doing it because you don't think like, oh my god, I can land on my neck and then I get paralyzed and then I can, my whole life is gonna change and blah, blah, blah. Like as a kid, you're just like, yeah,
Yeah.
Like, they don't know better. Yeah. And so, like, I was taught a lot of, like, hard skills up until, like,
but I feel like
I learned
a
lot of it.
You could see one thing and you'll just get scared. No,
I was, speaking of fear, sorry, we'll get back to Bloody Mary. Yeah, give like, us a whatever. Sec. But, speaking of fears, I was terrified. Do you remember? I think it might have been middle school for us. The basketball player whose fucking leg on live TV literally broke.
Oh, no, I think that was high school.
It might have been high
school. Yes,
no, but I
was
in gymnastics still.
No, but Grant, I was seeing all over Twitter.
I think it was like freshman year. But like literally it snapped.
Chills.
His shin fucking
chills.
Broke out. Ew, ew, ew.
Chills.
Anyway, so I go to gymnastics and it's like we're tumbling on floor and I'm like, am I just going to fucking like, is that just going to happen to me? And my coach had to like seriously talk to me. He was like, that doesn't just happen. Like it's stress fracture and leads up to like,
I had
like
a similar thing with gymnastics. I did gymnastics till like, I don't know, fifth grade or something.
Yeah.
And
yoga.
Yeah.
Did you do yoga?
Yeah.
Or were you pre-yoga? You never competed. So you're pre-yoga.
Well, I quit because of this. I watched the you know, the movie Stick It?
Yeah.
It's such a good movie.
The beam, splitting the beam is what you're going to say.
So she does a flip on the beam and lands straight on her cooch. And I literally was just like,
yeah,
I am never letting that happen to me. I think I quit the next week.
Well,
this is not for me.
And then they also had Final Destination, that movie with all the gymnastics scenes.
Fuck that.
Too. And like they have, and some of them are like unrealistic, but one of them is really real where like the uneven bars, I'm pretty sure just like collapse. Like that
yeah,
could
so
literally just
and it's
happen.
Like, and it's not like that dramatic for a Final Destination movie. So it's like, okay, why'd they include that?
Yeah. I hope I didn't make that up and it's not from another video.
You might have.
Because I think there's one where there's like nails or something underneath the beam.
Can they not? Final Destination. Who's watching those?
Some sick fucks.
Some sick fucks
is making them. Who's sitting down seriously around a conference table and it's like, okay, what fucked up
and
like,
it's like,
situations
okay,
can kill people?
There's a minivan following a truck holding like timber and it's going to roll and all these trees are going to roll
and surprise,
kill a family.
Not only was timber in there, but newborn babies.
What?
Oh, that's a real scene you were describing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like
so then why did I just add the baby?
Sounds like you're the sick fuck.
Maybe I'm the producers of Final Destination.
Let's go back to Bloody Mary.
Okay, this bitch. Speaking of Bloody Mary, what a great name if you were a drag queen.
Bloody Mary.
Like, well, I don't know. I was trying to make a redhead reference.
Oh, I was thinking more
or a
like
stage name for
oh,
a redhead.
Oh, wait, great. What if it's a British drag queen? Bloody Mary, like oh
yeah,
bloody
oh,
owl,
like bloody Mary,
bloody owl,
and then and her thing is like kind of wearing like a red.
And, oh my god, gorgeous! It's like rooted in history. Hi, in, like United Kingdom history.
Oh,
oh my god. Okay, if any British drag queens or
bloody
Scottish
Mary.
Drag queens,
I bet you there is a drag queen named Bloody
but
Mary.
But so you would Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, and like
all of a sudden
it
a
got
bitch
so bad. Like I just remember like second grade was really like the height of Bloody Mary. And one time the power went out in the whole school, in my elementary school, and, like, people were, like, taking turns. Like, we had, like, a single-use bathroom near my second grade class. So, like, that was such a good place to try Bloody Mary.
I wouldn't
and
play with that.
Our teacher was, like, I guess she was, like, clocked out for the day. So she would let us go in groups of four. And, like, we'd all go in thinking we were going to test out Bloody Mary because all the lights were off and we just had flashlights. We chickened out every time.
Oh, my God.
But fifth grade, this girl who we are not. We were not on good terms with the last time we saw her. It was her birthday, and she invited me and the other girls to go to the Melting Pot, the fondue restaurant.
Yeah.
So we go, and we're all wearing, like, pencils, like, business casual, like, pencil skirts and, like, peplum tops.
I don't know what a peplum is.
It's, like, one of those tops that's tight and then it juts out.
Okay, yeah, of course.
So it's fifth grade, and during the in the middle of the birthday dinner, I'm summoned to the bathroom to go do Bloody Mary. And I'm like, fuck. And like, I feel like fifth grade, like, you should be like kind of over the fear at this point. You're like, oh, I'm older. Like, it's dumb. Grant, I was terrified. Like, I was.
Wait, so you're in the public restroom of the Melting Pot?
Yes, because you, there was a light switch in there. You could turn the lights off in there.
So whoever fucking called you in there, do you think they go into bathrooms and then when they see that there's a light switch, they're like, oh my God, I have to try it.
At that time in my life, I was really like a scared. I had a lot of fear and I was really, they would make fun of me because I was like scared to watch Paranormal Activity. Like I would literally have nightmares and have to like literally like sleep in my parents' room. Like that was not the vibe for me. And they would terrorize me, Grant. And like forced me to do these things, like literally like, bullying me into it. So I go into the bathroom in the melting pot and I'm like, Jesus Christ, like just my fucking luck. Bloody Mary at the melting pot. Fuck. In my peplum top. Seriously? Seriously? Oh my
God.
And I had a chunky belt on too.
Did you just eat like melted chocolate, melted chocolates all over your face too? Grit.
This family actually did something I've never seen before at the melting pot. I feel like usually
they got fucking steak.
Like lobster and steak. And Grant, I had to be like, I'm not eating that. Like, you think I want to get salmonella right here? And also, like, this family, like, I don't trust them to cook by me.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Me and my family went to the melting pot too once, like, and I don't think we really knew what was going on. And we, like, ordered, like, steak and stuff. And when they brought out fucking raw meat, we said, wait a minute. Like, what do you mean?
Like
you're supposed to cook it in a broth in a pot.
And Grant,
your steak?
That bill is
in
not
a broth?
That bill is not cheap. And no. It's like, I'm doing the work.
You're supposed to just go for fucking melted cheese or chocolate.
Like, apps
don't
and
get
dessert.
Fucking freaky.
Apps and dessert.
Don't get fucking freaky.
And if someone, that's weird. If you're at the melting pot and someone asks you to do Bloody Mary in the bathroom, it is within your right to say no.
Well, so then did she come out, Bloody Mary?
No.
So you guys were...
But I was like...
Would they be like, ah!
But then I remember thinking, I was like, Bloody Mary wouldn't appear in a public restroom, so she's going to be at my house. Like, I rationalized it in my head. I was like, of course Bloody Mary's not going to appear in a public bathroom, you fucking moron. She's going to be waiting to kill us in our bathrooms at home tonight. Great.
Yeah. Well, my experience with Bloody Mary was more homebound as well. And the person who would fuel all my fears was my neighbor. Let's call him Ned. Ned, like, on the bus to school every day would just like tell me a new horror story, because he lived in a household where like his parents kind of let them run wild.
Yeah.
And so like Ned's who introduced me to everything sinister, like porn, like
all the vices, stories,
violent video games, like Call of Duty. They
sounds
literally
like a fun fucking house.
Ned also had a wild imagination, so like I think he would add like layers to these stories, and also he would tell personal stories. Like, so he'd take these horror characters like Freddy Krueger, and he said one night he woke up to like some scratching noise, and he looks out his window and he sees Freddy Krueger scratching his garage. And there was like a fog, and I think he told me like anytime there's fog, like Freddy Krueger comes out, and like trust me, like I've seen him, and he's like scratched my garage.
And like,
and I believe that. I ate it up.
At that point in your life, you don't know that some people lie.
Yeah.
Like you. Yeah. Oh, it's so sad. Like, God forbid you take this person at their word, and you learned a lesson that day.
Well, no, I didn't, because he just kept telling me the stories. And Bloody Mary, he told me, you go in there, lights off. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, and she will pull you into the fucking mirror. Also, like, she's like bloody, like there's just a visual to it all. And at one point he told me as well that Bloody Mary can also go through the toilet
up your asshole.
So I'd be taking a shit, and then,
and you're about to get a blumpkin from Bloody Mary.
No, not a blumpkin, but I'm thinking this like hand like with nails like coming up out of the pipe and like about to fucking, I don't know, fist me or like.
Can you imagine getting fisted by Bloody Mary?
No.
And that is not something a fourth grader should have to worry about.
No. And so I had to, every time I had to go to the bathroom, I had to have my dad stand at the door while I like peed, pooped.
Bloody Mary's gonna fist you.
Because I thought she was somehow gonna come in, and it was so bad. Like, I would cry. Like, I wouldn't want to take showers by myself.
It's so sad to think back about the, like, things like that that we were scared of, because like it consumed us.
Yeah. I don't know. I still to this day like check behind the shower curtain.
Me too. I don't know what kind of sick fuck is standing behind that.
Yeah. Maybe everyone should do that. Like, You never know.
I check under my bed.
Oh, I do that sometimes.
I don't need a fucking pervert down there. Like you when you...
Remember the era?
What? When you would come into my room?
Me and Ash, No, what are you talking about?
Oh, when you would come and scare me in my room with the lights off.
Oh, yeah, but I'm thinking like, earlier. You re-traumatized me. I'm thinking earlier in high school.
When you would hide in my house?
We would randomly just, we'd be hanging out, and then randomly I would disappear.
Yeah.
Behind Ash, like, and Ashley would have no idea. And she'd start going like,
Grant. And, like, I really don't like that feeling. Like, I don't like being in a like haunted house. I don't like being in a maze. Like, I don't like watching scary movies unless it's, like science fiction. Like, I don't like true crime. So the feeling of, like, someone's in my house and I don't know where they are, like, it's so scary to me.
That was another video. And Grant preyed on me. That's in the compilation, too. There's a video of me in your basement, and I open a closet door, and I go in it. A few seconds later, you come down the stairs, and you fall to the floor.
Because I'm scared. I'm like, yes. I was so scared.
I used to sleep with my covers over my neck because I thought a vampire was going to come and bite, like, specifically my neck. So, and for some reason, the covers were going to protect me.
Grant, you're going to die.
What?
I sleep. Okay, so I, to this day, sleep clutching my blanket and my fist really tight. Like, I fall asleep like that every night because I was really scared I was going to be abducted as a kid because, like, Elizabeth Smart was the name on everyone's lips.
I had this thought on my head the other day. One of the biggest, like, just scared. There was an era of kidnapping. Kidnapping was like in.
Yes. And there were all these rumors of like a white van in our town that was picking kids up.
Oh my God. Or like the attempted kidnap attempts. And then there would be letters that would go out.
Oh my God. Horrible. So I would sleep like clutching my covers because I was like, okay, if someone tries to drag me out of bed in the middle of the night, good luck. I'm holding on for dear life. As if that would. And I remember like I had glasses and contacts and I was like, the fuck would I do? Yeah. I wouldn't be able to see a goddamn thing.
Oh my God.
And that would just make it that much worse.
So would you, should have slept with contacts.
Well, no, I slept with my glasses by my bedside, but hopefully I would have like the wherewithal as I'm getting kidnapped to grab them. Otherwise, like I'm seriously fucked on top of already being fucked.
Yeah. Ooh.
No, being kidnapped is like seriously like my worst fear actually.
Do you dare sleep with your limbs out of the cover or something like feel weird or unsafe about that? Because for me, it's like if I'm sleeping and like I am taking my arms out over the cover, that's scary.
No, my arms aren't really out. Scary. My right hand is usually clutching the blanket. And then sometimes I'll let like a toe peek out.
No.
Oh, I'll let a toe peek out.
Oh my God. That's worse fear because someone's going to come and cut it off.
I don't think that would be someone's first move, do you?
Well, you're exposed. No, I even go as far as tucking the blanket under my like legs a bit for extra protection.
Ew, are you like wearing socks?
No.
Okay.
But that's crazy to just sleep, even like not from like a safety standpoint, or worrying that someone's gonna come out and like chop your ankle off. That's just crazy and really fucking weird.
To let a toe out.
To let like a toe out of like your cover. Your blanket's that big. Why are you doing that?
I'm just like.
Is it a sensory issue? Are you hot?
Yeah, like sometimes I get hot, so I'll let like. And actually, you can regulate like your temperature. If you put an ice cube on your dogs or like your hand, it helps like regulate your temperature. So sometimes I'll just let my dogs out, and like my fan is kind of in that area. So I'm just fanning my dogs.
I don't know why that's so crazy.
Oh, and sometimes, like, I sleep, like, kind of, have you ever heard of, like, froggy style? Like, you're, like, when your legs is kind of up.
Wait, are you on your stomach?
Yeah.
And you're doing a frog stretch?
That's how I sleep.
Both legs?
One leg. Usually my right leg. Sometimes my left.
Okay, so, like, a hurdler.
Yes.
A herky.
Yes, and, oh, a herky, yes. Wait. When I was, like, blacked out the other night, I, like, couldn't stop thinking and talking about herkies. I put a note app, like, a note in my phone that just said, all the bitches were doing herkies.
Okay, but who?
I don't know.
Also, herky jumps. This is a cheer jump, like a herky.
Our listeners know what a herky is. Oh, really?
They, like, when I cheered, they were called right hurdlers, and it was a different kind of variation. Like, a herky, you're kind of almost doing, like, a toe touch or, like, a straddle jump, but one of your legs is bent. But
God forbid we have tradition.
You think it's, like, kind of woke that they got rid of, that they got rid of a herky in cheerleading? Now it's just hurdlers.
I'm kind
hurdlers.
Of, like Republican this episode.
Yeah. I honestly, some days I am too. I'm like
I'm kind
really...
of like, I'm like, seriously, like, oh, we can't do herkies anymore? What the fuck? We can't do anything.
Yeah.
Wait till Tucker hears about this.
Oh my God. No, this literally is something Fox News would like go off about and try to like connect to like liberalism.
Yeah.
Fucking bye bye herkies, right?
Right? What's next? What's next? Can't look up the girl's skirts when you're doing a pyramid?
Yeah, next up, you're going to get fucking canceled for looking up when, hi, you need to. It's part of the sport.
Oh,
or they're going to get rid of skirts.
Skorts.
Well, speaking of spooky, I'm a medium.
Yeah.
I am. I'm able to talk with people who have crossed over, as Teresa Caputo would say. Mm-hmm. And I can interact and communicate with them. And people don't believe me. Here's the thing, though.
I believe you.
That doesn't mean much.
Okay, I'll just go fuck myself. Okay, I'll just go jump out that window and then you could chat with me. How about that? How about fucking that?
Oh my God, Bush vertical right now. So scared. Anywho, if you don't believe that you're a medium, spirits won't come with you with their messages.
And no, because, and why would they?
Right, because why waste my time if I know you're not going to fucking talk about it?
Yeah, you fucking phony.
So I think right now in my life, it's a little shut off because I'm almost afraid of it.
I also feel like you're swamped right now. Like, you can't take on
chatting.
Oh,
my God. Someone else's fucking, like
you
family
can't,
drama.
Because then you're going to have to go call them up, let them know. And then, okay, it's just one big game of telephone.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. But basically, the first indicator that I realized I'm a medium, and my mom kind of realized it first, but I'm 3 years old. We are on a trip to Cape May. Fun fact, Cape May is one of the most haunted towns in America. Mm-hmm. Look it up. Anywho, my dog Max, Bernice Mountain Dog, he wasn't 12 years old. I don't know why I said that. He was like five.
Pretty young.
Are you laughing?
What'd y'all
he's
do
young
it?
And about to die?
What happened?
You don't know this?
No.
So he's in like a kennel or whatever, like a place.
He was mauled. What happened?
He was in is a kennel the right word where you bring your dog to stay somewhere? Okay, so he's at the kennel and I'm 3 years old and I'm on the Ferris wheel with my uncle and my mom. And I say, we need to get back to Max. And they say, what? Max is at the kennel. I was like, we need to go. Now they're like, well, our trip ends in a few days.
Business.
I was like, okay, guess what happens?
Up kennel cough.
No, I don't know what that is. Is that like
it's
COVID
like,
for dogs?
Yeah, it's like a cold dogs can get in like daycare and kennels.
No, my dog was vaxxed. Anyway,
he's wearing a mask.
My dog was vaccinated and masked up. Anyways, Mother Nature called. Sounds like something crazy is about to happen to him.
What happened?
Mother Nature called.
And a FedEx truck hit him?
A thunderstorm happened.
He got struck by lightning?
Wait a minute. This is starting to sound a little suspicious for the kennel. A thunderstorm happens and my dog has a heart attack and dies. Are you serious?
Grant, I hate to break it to you. They killed your dog.
Wait, let me ask my parents about this again because I would love to do some research now,
Grant,
and see if I could get some money.
They fucking killed your dog. He was 5 years old.
He was five and there was a thunderstorm and he got scared and had a heart attack and died. Wait, what?
Something's not adding up. I think they put cocaine in his food.
Why cocaine?
Because like his heart rate.
Oh, or was it even a heart attack? Like, do we really know that's what killed him?
Yeah,
or
did
they get into the fucking high schooler's pot brownie?
Did you see a body?
I don't recall. Again, I was young. Anywho,
holy shit.
My mom says that if my mom says that if we left in that moment what I said we needed to, he would have survived.
That's
because we would have gotten to him before the storm.
That's so sad. You were like, you knew.
And apparently that was like my bestie. Like, and I, after he died, I would go in my backyard and still play with him.
Okay, that's kind of creepy.
Well, because I'm a medium.
It's like Charlie St. Cloud.
Yeah. No, I don't know what that is.
When, well, Zac Efron, I think I've talked about this.
Yeah.
Zac Efron plays baseball with his dead brother.
Yeah, that was me with Max outside. But then there was just weird things, you know, after that in my life. But I started to reconnect a bit more with it in middle school at the Hershey. At the Hershey.
Okay.
At the Hershey Park trip that keeps giving.
Everyone has this one friend that thinks they're a psychic or medium, and I think you are. I think you are. But someone during my Hershey trip did as well. But one time we were in her bedroom, like in our hometown, and we're all sitting in a circle, and she was connecting with our past lives.
Who is it?
Alessandra.
Oh, she is one.
No, she.
She is
for
one.
Sure is. She's literally. She was. So, this girl was so ahead of her time.
Yeah. She was not. She's had so many lives.
This like girl,
she has wisdom.
And she tried on every identity 12. And all look great on her.
Yeah.
So we were sitting in a circle and she was connecting with our past lives and a fucking purse fell off a stool like across the room. We had this like Bath and Body Works candle like in the middle of us. Like it's like green apple. And like we're all holding hands and this fucking like Marc Jacobs tote like falls off a stool in the corner of the room. My bush was vertical.
Oh my God.
Like chills, Grant.
Yeah, she's the real
chills
deal.
Up, and I think she said like I was like a babushka in like in like feudal Russia.
Meanwhile, I was in bed with someone who had called me gay or a faggot before.
Fuck. And I hate when that happens.
I know. Cause we had to share beds and I'm like, did your grandma die recently?
So wait. Back up. This kid had already bullied you.
This kid had already made it known.
And
that
your
he didn't
way
like...
in was to talk about his dead grandma.
Yeah,
it's kind of like it's.
She
it's
was
a,
calling to me.
Great, it's a risky move, and honestly, respect.
Well, like, cause why not like get as personal as possible with like your someone who doesn't like you?
Yeah, and then he probably told his friends the next. Yeah, that gay kid said he was. Talking to my dead grandma.
So anyways, he goes. Yeah, she did. She did. And I say, she wants you to know that it's okay. Like, I said, did you guys?
Kind of a weird move. Like, let's be real.
I said, did you guys get into a fight before she passed? And he said. Yeah, and I said she wants you to know that she doesn't want you to think about that when you think of her.
Oh my. I have something kind of crazy to say.
Do you
say.
Have chills?
No.
Oh.
Like, what was he fighting with his grandma about?
Let me see if I can remember. It was about money.
Oh. Maybe she stiffed him on his birthday.
Yeah. Or I think he maybe wanted something from her and she... What if he's listening right now and he's like, holy shit, like, this is so accurate.
Wait, that's crazy that you did that.
I know.
Like,
and then
what a crazy move.
And then Stacy, I'm telling, this is how it always comes up. Like, I'll tell them how I'm a medium and then go through all of my past times. And so I'm telling Stacy this and then she's like, do me. And then I said, no, your grandpa's too busy gambling right now in heaven. And she goes, my grandpa had to go to rehab for a gambling addiction. How would I just know that?
That's weird.
How would I just know that? Like, I will just know things. Like, I knew that Max was going to die. I knew that this person got into a fight with his grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that Stacy's grandpa had a gambling addiction.
Wow.
There's more things, but, you know.
That's really, I can't believe you turned over in bed and said, did your grandma recently die? Like, that's so funny.
That is crazy. Like, and honestly, I didn't realize how like weird and strange that was until I just told it out loud.
Well, my mom had to take me somewhere because I was kind of like seeing dead people.
Well, should we tell them what Redacted is?
So this week on Redacted, we will be talking about 9/11. And that might seem like it's coming out of nowhere, but it was my biggest fear growing up. So much so that I had to go to a shaman and get some crystals to kind of regulate the fear.
9/11 was real for girls in the Northeast. Like, we, a lot of our town was hit hard. Not by any of that, but like impacted in the way where our parents and our friends' parents would like commute to New York every day because New Jersey suburb, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so a lot of people, 9/11 like didn't really affect them, or like I think people are so removed from it now, but like it really did.
And I had some, let's just say, area. I had some OCD tendencies, so I was like, if I don't get an odd score on my math test, 9/11 is gonna happen again.
Like, that's like so scary.
It
so
controlled not only, every thought I had.
So you were scared of the literalness of it, like, and then also like the superstition of it.
The superstition and the literal like act happening once more. I remember.
Well, we should just get into it.
Yeah. Let's Redacted. Just say like I would like hide under a desk if I heard a plane go by.
Oh my god.
No, like Grant, like. Terrible.
Okay. Yeah, so that was our greatest fear, I guess, growing up, and so we'll talk about it on Redacted. But I guess that,
I mean, those are my fears, you know.
Those are the spooky fears that we grew up with.
Oh, well, I'm also scared of alligators.
Oh my god.
And crocodiles. Those are like
those are so weird. There's no other fucking animals that look like that.
Also for me, like sharks, at least like the oceans, like blue water, you know, like
no, I hate fish.
No, these crocodiles, great, they're in like swampy, murky water. And you wanna know something I heard on Shark Week during the crocodile special?
They fight.
What they do is they'll like break your neck, so you're dead. But then they'll
spin.
No, Grant. A crocodile? Will put you under a rock at the bottom so you become mushy so they can eat you better in like a few days.
Oh, you fucking.
Oh, you sick
perverts.
Fucks. Oh, you
pussy.
Sick fucks. You sick fucks. Oh, you can't chew?
Yeah, you can't fucking. Don't bite off more than you can
blades.
Chew. Hey, don't bite off more than you can
but
chew.
Also, Grant.
Hey, don't bite off more than you can chew.
Oh, wait, real quick, I have to say this. There is this girl on TikTok and she like jumps. She lives in like in Florida in the Keys.
She's asking for it.
She
is. We're gonna hear some horrible story.
No, she
in a
literally
few years.
Like jumps at nighttime off her grandparents' dock, Everglades. And there's like, oh, there's a saltwater crocodile. Get the fuck out of the water. Oh, there's a nurse shark. What are you doing?
Wait, so she's swimming around
at
in the damn Everglades
at night
and pointing out to okay
with like her like flashlight and her phone and a tripod.
And you wonder why people
wearing
die.
Wearing her airy fucking bikini. But like
she like literally, if there's a God forbid, there's a fucking story that comes out of the Florida Everglades, a woman fucking eaten
Keys.
By a seawall, the Keys. What the fuck?
No, I'm
you're
just,
asking for it, ma'am.
No, just
ma'am.
Just be careful. Like when you're in their domain, you seriously have to be careful. And I know that, like,
oh my god, they could have the domain. Like they, like stay
like,
out.
Don't
of,
mess
I will stay
with
out of
it.
Your way. If there's any sort of poisonous snake, a crocodile, any sort of critter, a bear, hey,
I'm gonna mind my business.
Yeah, I'll turn around and go home. Like,
yeah,
literally no problem. You can have whatever area you want.
Yeah,
if you're in my home, okay, let me step out.
Yeah, like
I'm not gonna fucking fight it.
No,
or
like literally like
hang out with it.
Also, like, why don't you respect their house and they'll respect our house? You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like a crocodile's not gonna come fucking walking into your house.
No, and if so they did, sorry, they got confused. You had a fucking gated pool.
Yeah, so
you're at a lake.
You don't need to dive into the Keys water at night. Wearing,
oh my god, yeah.
Like they're sleeping.
A crocodile doesn't come and wake your ass up
yeah.
in your room. Why are you going into their room?
Oh, Grant, it's got to be the worst way to go. I'd honestly take being stabbed over getting eaten by
a crocodile. Oh, my God. I don't even know which is worse.
It's the, like, also, like, sometimes in the ocean, like, it's the waiting.
Like, you're like in you the ocean miss, and you're, like. You don't like, see what's coming.
You're, like, I could just get my fucking leg chopped. Honestly,
that's
like,
so scary, like, too.
Bethany Hamilton made waves when we were kids.
Is that Jaws?
She's the surfer girl that got her arm.
Oh, I thought you were talking about,
like Bethany. I couldn't stop thinking about her when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She was a model for Claire's when we were in, like, elementary school. And I would always walk
would she
in.
Have the, was the nub pictured? Is that problematic to say nub?
Yeah, you should.
What's the standard?
Just, like.
The armless area?
Yeah, just, like, maybe, like, the injured area.
Okay, here we go with... woke. But it's not injured. It's fully healed.
I don't know. Since I'm not... able. Since I am not... an amputee, I don't
want
to speak.
I don't want, yeah, again, I don't want to, like, offend anyone, but, like, was, did they feature the area of where the arm was
removed by the shark? Yeah, because she was like, hello, I can still model. No, like, love that.
Yeah, no, I love that too, but, like, that is, it can be, when you see anything that's not of the societal norm, it can be jarring to people.
Well,
which is
and then
why
you hear it's a shark and you're like, okay, I'm actually never going to go in the ocean again.
Yeah, because it'll.
But I did, and I was fine.
Jellyfish.
Well,
are you serious?
You
I'm just like,
I
why do?
Brutally attacked by a swarm of jellyfish when
by
I was
a
younger.
School of jellyfish.
And I had to take a bath in, like, vinegar and milk.
Okay, like, why do those exist?
Grant, there was 20 of them wrapped around my entire body. I was with, like, some family friends, my brother,
why?
And my dad.
How did that
my
happen?
My dad and my dad's
in?
Friend were like. We were like, oh, let's swim back to shore. It's not that far. Grant, looking
where
back.
Where were you?
At the Jersey
in
Shore.
In an island? What do you mean? Yeah, but what does swim back to shore mean?
Like, we were on a boat, and then there was the beach. And it was, like, a private beach.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
We were like, okay, we'll swim back to shore. And I had a life jacket on and stuff, but I was probably, like, literally under 10 years old. And I was like, okay. So me and my brother and the other kids, we jump in. Grant had to be a quarter of a mile, which, like, in the water is really far. And, like... we were swimming through swarms and swarms of jellyfish.
Oh my
they were wrapping God. On every limb.
Wait, so everyone
oh,
was getting
oh
stung?
Oh my God, how could I forget? My childhood fear. I used to wear water shoes till I was like 17 years old. I have pictures of me at the
that.
Beach. I literally, we'd be in the Outer Banks. I'm like a junior in high school. My mom would be like, don't forget to pack your water shoes because I was so scared of a crab pinching my toes.
Oh, that is scary.
I was... because I got pinched when I was like 5 at the Jersey Shore and it like ruined my life. So
did it hurt?
Grant, I literally in high school, I remember I was like in a bikini. I looked so good. And there's this picture of me and I'm literally had water shoes. And I remember before we went to the Galapagos, me and you, my mom was like, are you sure you don't want to pack your water
oh
shoes? I was like,
God.
No, like I'll get bullied. But I was like so scared the whole time.
Well, a lot of times we had snorkel.
Yeah.
Like we had,
no,
like,
I had flippers. But yeah, literally until I was like a junior in high school, I like stayed wearing water shoes at the beach.
Like, oh my God.
Like me wearing like a Victoria's Secret bikini and like water shoes.
There's something so embarrassing about water shoes.
I looked like a damn fool.
Even like, I don't know why, like this is, it's probably the most sanitary and honestly, like me thinking about it now, I would probably prefer to wear water shoes.
Normalize
but
it.
But how embarrassing is it picturing someone like at a water park
also, like,
with water shoes?
Think about how lanky I was and like awkward and pale and I'm just wearing this bikini and these clunky ass zippered up water shoes and like when they're wet and they're sopping and they're kind of heavy. But honestly, like if someone offered me a pair of water shoes before I went in the ocean today, I'd be like 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Or at a water park. How embarrassing for both sides to one be wearing water shoes at a water park, but then also to be barefoot running around a water park.
Like,
that's really crazy.
There are like dirty like band-aids in the water.
Like you're walking away with warts.
Yeah.
Warts.
Yeah. Ew, and like fungus.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw up. Pus. There's pus in that water.
Ew. There's probably like, you know, like pussy juice.
I peed in a wave pool once.
Are you serious? You're the problem.
I know. I just have to get that off my chest.
I think that's fine in an ocean.
It was at Dorney Park.
How old were you?
Honestly?
17.
No, I was probably like 12.
That's still way too fucking old.
No, for sure.
Did the water turn blue like in Grown Ups?
There was no one around.
What? So you were like
no one around.
So you intentionally was like, oh my god, like I need to be secretive about this and like.
I don't remember what I was thinking. I just remember I was like afterwards. I was like, I should not have done that.
Because you probably were watching
like,
people swim.
Immediately after, I felt such a tremendous amount of guilt. I was like, I don't deserve to be here. Like, at the park. Not on Earth. I was, like, horrified with my actions. Like, if I was a Catholic, I would have went to confession.
Yeah, like, that would have been your first confession.
The worst things I ever did as a kid was pee in the Doherty Park water park and steal that girl's field hockey goggles. Two worst things I ever did.
I can name a few more. For you.
I'm sure you get.
Announcements. For the
good of
the group.
Hey.
All right. Welcome to Announcements for the Good of the Group, where you share an announcement and we give you our thoughts, our feedback, our advice.
And our criticism.
This announcement is from a loyal Patreon subscriber, Gorgiana. Her name's Marie.
Hi, Marie. Marie is like every other girl in New Jersey's middle name.
Hi, Grant Ash. This is my announcement for the good of the group. I think I'm in love with a dead person. Let me just start by saying I love cemeteries and they're my happy place. So in my local cemetery, there's a grave that I happened upon a couple years back that I'm not going to lie, I'm sexually attracted to. Hear me out. He is old enough to be my great-grandfather. However, his little 3x4 picture awakens something in me. He's got that signature himbo look with the dumb stare and the like lazy smile. Think JFK eating pasta. If you've ever seen that picture, it might be too niche of a reference, but that is my ideal man. Stupid and happy to be here. I love that. And he has that look. So I want to fuck him. I want to give him this fat fucking kitty. I want to go full salt burn on his grave. For legal reasons, I would never do that. However, I am a delusional girly. So every year on his birthday since I've met him, so to speak, I bought this dress off of Etsy. It's this like cocktail dress from the 50s or 60s. And I will cook a casserole from this like vintage cookbook that I have. And I'll go to his grave and kiss it. Hello and goodbye. Like, totally delusional. Whether or not I'm using tongue when I put my lips to that cold ass stone is between me, him, and God. You guys don't need to know what happens between a married couple, but I do want to know if any Gorgianas can relate. I think for me, the way I justify it is like, you are in love with the idea of a man more so than the man itself. So,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm just a Scorpio. Either way, that's my announcement and I'm sticking to it. If you want to see a picture of him, I'm totally happy to share as well. I know he's attractive. Girls totally can admire. I know who I married.
That is what you call an announcement for the good of the group.
Marie.
Wait, there's more.
What do you mean?
She sent the picture.
Let me see.
There he is. I'll put it up too on the video.
What if I was like, Grandpa?
Said like Gil.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. I have a few thoughts. Marie, I love you. I love you for being so vulnerable to share this. I'm not sure many people can relate.
I'm not sure many of our Gorgianas can relate. No. I would never.
But
and I'm looking at him now.
What I was thinking was Grant just spoke that he was a medium. What if Grant can talk to your grave crush? And what if he's like, like literally, like what if he's into you too?
Shut up. No, yeah.
Or what if his like wife comes through and is like, can this fucking bitch stop coming to my man's grave?
Okay, well, wait, I was thinking this. Could you imagine dying, being buried, having a grave set up, and then someone
like
random
50 years
later is preying on you?
Oh.
I don't know if that, but I would be, personally, I would be flattered.
Well,
I think
like,
I would like it.
Holy
I would eat
shit.
It up.
Imagine having such an impact with your like 3x3 photo.
Yeah. And you're living on.
Yeah.
Like you're living on.
Isn't that what having a legacy is all about?
Yeah.
But
I know, but it is.
There is something a little spooky about it.
Imagine being a family and finding out about some girl who's like obsessed with their grandpa.
I think we should respect the graveyard.
I think you can visit.
I think you can visit and drop flowers off. Like, that's so nice. But maybe let's not touch the grave. Let's not put our tongue on the grave.
Oh my God. We're not really about yucking someone's yum, but
there is something weird when it comes to a cemetery. Definitely, like, holy shit, the rush you must have got watching Saltburn.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh my God, my people. But do not do that. Like, not do that.
Let me channel him and ask me some questions and I will know the answers for him. I feel like his name starts with a G. Is it like a George?
Can you fucking
imagine? Or the last name is George.
Like, being this man and like we're literally talking about him on a podcast right now.
Someone just sent an announcement saying that they would want to fuck him.
I know.
Which is.
I think, you know what?
I'm not saying
Marie.
It is weird.
Marie. You can find someone that's alive.
You can, of course.
You can find someone alive, and I think you'll stop visiting the cemetery when you do. Because honestly, it'd kind of be like cheating.
Oh my God. Wow. Could you imagine if you're dating someone who's having an affair with a dead man emotionally? Like, I guess it's emotionally cheating on you.
Marie, like.
Ask me a question.
Oh, okay.
What do I think?
What do you. You just asking yourself the question.
No, I'm
what do you
projecting.
Think about. Marie coming to visit you on your birthday.
There's a warmth.
Yeah.
There is a feeling of warmth that I'm getting. He's not mad about it by any means, and he's actually quite amused.
It's like endearing, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Marie's really doing all of that. I think she's making it a bit more, like, funny.
Yeah.
And, like, I do think she... probably would if he was alive.
Yeah.
Would pursue. But like I think she's just being cute. Like she's just finds comfort going there and he's endeared by it.
Oh, that's great. Marie.
And I think he would explore her if given the opportunity if he was alive.
Okay, great.
I think he feels good about it, honestly. I'm not getting negative energy.
Awesome.
There you go, Marie. And I'll invoice you for
But once again,
$15,000.
Do not fuck this grave.
Please yeah.
Do not.
It's bordering because that borders like vandalized.
Because I honestly
I'm sure.
think you could like, you could definitely have to pay some hefty fines for that.
Yeah.
And just like respect the space. There is something weird about like getting it on in any way in a cemetery, which I'm sure people have before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fucking.
It's probably
mind.
Some weird kink. What?
No. Well, they have a fucking. There's a, you know, the condition or the fucking crazy perverted thing, necrophilia.
Well, that yeah, I'm saying, but like two
so
alive people
a name
fucking
of
each
it.
Other.
Oh, but oh, I was just oh.
Yeah, but I mean that's a thing too.
People probably have graveyard fucking.
No,
everything's
that's what I'm
a kink.
Saying.
Everything's a kink.
Well,
someone fucks a microwave. Do you know what I mean?
Oh God, the radiation.
Like, there's someone for
this
everything.
Really
this
really caught
world.
Me off guard. I can't lie. I was not expecting this. Like, I'm
going
to be thinking about this one.
Such a good announcement,
it
though.
Was,
like, that's
like,
what we love.
Like, we want to hear, like,
we want something
crazy
that will stick with
like
us
this.
Forever. This will definitely stick with us forever for the rest of our lives. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners as well.
A lot of our listeners, I think, are going to be thinking about this one for a long time.
Yeah.
So thank you, Marie, for that. And
if you guys want to submit announcements for the good of the group, you can on our Patreon. There's a priority form. You guys...
Yeah.
Get Miss Marie was a Patreon member and we thank her.
And
for
can
her
I just
service.
Say rest in peace to this man?
Rest in peace. Yeah. Rest in paradise. And you are cute. I
no,
see
it's,
it.
It really is. It like must be an incredible like feeling to have such an impact.
Yep.
So like,
even now, years
even now,
years later.
Generations later. Like that is honestly like good for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks guys for listening. I hope you have
thanks,
a wonderful
guys.
Week and we'll join you Gorgiana cocksuckers.
In Redacted.
On Redacted.
Don't forget, tune into Oogway's Ascend if you want to have a good time this week. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Everybody wants kung fu fighting.